Emily Riddle, Indigenous Relations for the Edmonton Public Library, joins us to talk about what the EPL has going on for Orange Shirt Day this year. Thank you so much for joining me, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
Orange Shirt Day, or the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, it's coming up on the 30th. Why is it important for us all to recognize it?
It's really an important part of everyone's history in Canada, whether you're Indigenous or non-Indigenous. I think it's really important to honor survivors and intergenerational survivors. I'm an intergenerational survivor, and it affects my life every day and the people that we see in library in terms of customers, and it's important knowledge for us to all know.
The Edmonton Public Library has some activities scheduled, and before we get to what's happening for bigger people, how is the EPL helping to explain the importance of Orange Shirt Day to the little ones?
The little ones, yeah. We always try and do an in-branch activity. We send kids to all of our branches for an activity for kids to do. Last year, we did blueberry bracelets with guidance of our elder and residents, and this year, we're doing origami orange shirts, and we really use those as a launching point to talk to the little ones with resources about residential schools and about Indigenous culture and history. So there's never a too young age to start.
And what are some of the events that we can all be a part of?
There is also, all the branches will have materials making orange shirt beaded pins this week, so you're welcome to participate in that. On the 28th at noon, our elder in residence, Nokum Joanne Saddleback, is doing a lunch session at the Milner Library on teachings around Owasis. So for Cree people, as lots of listeners know, the word Owasis means little sky being loaned to us in the most holy, sacred way. So we're talking about those Owasis teachings. And then on Friday morning in Payasu Sky again at the Milner Library, we're doing a pipe ceremony with Muslim Jerry and Nokum Joanne Saddleback with a lot of community members. And some folks will be getting Cree names, which I think is a really important reclamation since lots of people lost or didn't have access to ceremony to be able to receive those spirit names through residential schools.
It seems like there's more and more that the library is bringing up more and more activities. Is that true? Is there more this year than there were last year?
I think so. I mean, the work continues year round. I think it's really important to celebrate Indigenous culture and history, not just in June and September. So we're doing things all year round, regular ceremonies, land-based teachings, like book talks, film screenings all the time. So I really encourage everyone to go to epl.ca/indigenous, and all those events and lots of resources and books, whether they're online or in our branches, are available there.
And if we can't make it out to be a part of the activities, but we want to show our support to learn more, educate ourselves, what are some books that you would recommend on the topic?
Lots of, oh my gosh, so many books. I have one in front of me called Stolen Words by Melanie Florence, which is a kid's book that I encourage everyone to read. It's both in Cree and English. So I think a lot of those kids' books, even if you're an adult, will teach you how to have those conversations with people that are starting off, whether they're little ones or people that just didn't learn about residential schools. We are a lead on a digital storytelling website called Voices of the Land, which is funded by the province of Alberta that we work with libraries from all over the province on. And there's a number of stories from survivors also on there if you're more interested in videos. So the Lethbridge Public Library did a whole series with mostly people from the Blood Tribe. We did a video with Harold Cook, who's a Dene survivor who went to residential school in the Northwest Territory. So there's lots of resources on our website and books as well.
Well, we will have a link to your website up on ours. So just go to ravenradio.ca to find that link. And Emily, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Hi.